Welcome back to the Notorious RAD. I'm your host, Aaron Lewis, with my co-hosts, Dakota Smith and Riley Funk. And guys, I'm sorry, we weren't here last week. We were very busy.
With fall break.
Yeah, we were busy taking naps and watching volleyball.
Dakota almost beat me in golf.
Dakota?
Oh, that's a great story.
I came back in the back nine.
That's how we should lead off the podcast, is the fact that I almost beat Riley at golf. Okay.
Okay, we'll for all the people who don't know, Riley Funk is a high school assistant golf coach and quite possibly one of the best golfers I've ever met in my life. Like, and I will point out, I haven't met that many golfers in my life, but like, Riley can hit the absolute shit out of a ball.
Okay, now let's all grant it. Riley was playing from further back tees than I was, but I suck at golf.
Damn.
Legitimately suck. I've never watched somebody as good as golf make two tens on a front nine.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie to you. I sucked.
he was bad.
Yeah, how many drinks were you? And
none.
Wow.
None.
Okay, I was like one over, and then all of a sudden I was like 10 over, and I was kind of like.
Yeah, because somebody decided he wanted to make his favorite hole on the golf course turn into his least favorite hole on the golf course when he.
It started off with a tee shot down the middle in a club twirl. And then proceeded to put two balls out of bounds.
He proceeded. Well, his problem was, he's like, oh, I'm going to hit hybrid off the tee because I don't want this ball to be on an uneven lie. Well, it turns out you left yourself 230 yards in, which was a gigantic mistake, but I wasn't going to tell you that because you're better at golf than I am. But
then he
proceeded to hit his next shot out of bounds, then proceeded to drop, and then proceeded to shank his wedge into these trees 30 yards to his right. It was glorious to watch. And then, after that, he proceeded to hit the ball in the bunker, and then his first bunker shot stayed in the bunker.
let's just get one thing straight. It was a bad day. I think all of you golfers out there understand that there is always going to be that bad day. But it was still fun. Dakota and I had a good time.
Yeah, it's like a puke and rally, guys.
It was more like a car crash, fire car crash.
It was a car crash.
It was
crash.
Not good. But well, I came back in the back nine, and I don't
know.
It was barely a comeback. I don't even know what happened.
The glorious thing for me to take away from this is there was only one birdie made that entire round, and it was made by me.
I almost hold out a birdie chip on the 18th, though. But you, no, Dakota almost like hold it out from like, what, 80 yards?
160. It was like 160. I stuck it to 4 feet from 160. It was one of the best shots I've ever hit.
All right.
I gave him knuckles and high fives.
Knuckles?
That was after I almost hit my tee shot into, like, 4 foot tall grass, but it barely stayed out.
Hold on. Time out. Yeah. Can we take a quick time? Who says, oh, yeah, I gave him knuckles? Not a pound.
Fist bump.
Fist bump.
High five. No, fist bump.
I feel like that's what you call it to a four-year-old.
Yeah.
But well, it's okay. I'm okay with this.
All right, we're gonna actually get started this time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, everybody knows the NBA started last night. We had the reigning, defending NBA champions taking on what a lot thought were gonna be the very dominant Brooklyn Nets. The Bucks from Milwaukee took down the Nets 127-104. I believe, if I'm right, that was the first game of the night. There were two games. The second game, the Golden State Warriors, still without Klay Thompson, took on the geriatric Los Angeles Lakers. And if you guys don't get it, it's because I'm pretty sure I read a report that the average age of the Los Angeles Lakers is like 33 years old.
That's probably pretty close.
I think big takeaway from last night is that Brooklyn is overrated, and I think the Milwaukee Bucks still going to be one of the top dogs in the Eastern Conference for sure.
The average age of the Lakers is 30.
30.
But that is 2 years on average older than every other team in the league.
That is insane. Most of those guys are like a year or two from retiring anyway, so who cares?
I think LeBron wearing a headband makes him look younger.
Why? Because we can't see his...
His balding. His balding's
not as
bad.
Can't see the hairline anymore.
Yeah.
We can just imagine the hairline's a little bit farther forward, even though we know it's not.
It's still receding.
It's still bad.
Oh, it's terrible. It's awful.
So Giannis Antetokounmpo had a double-double, 32 points, 14 boards, and 7 assists. He was, what, number 2 in the MVP candidates last year to Nikola Jokic. You know, mm-hmm. Jokic ended up taking the dub out of the MVP last year. And the Texans, Dolphins could have Deshaun Watson. Oh, my
God. Yeah,
we will talk about that here just a moment.
But, and then on the other side of that game, Kevin Durant also had a double-double of 32 and 11 with 4 assists himself.
That game was never a game.
No.
That game was over in the first quarter.
I would agree. As it hurts to say out loud, I don't think that Nets team is as good without Kyrie Irving.
I think, okay, so we all know Kevin Durant is probably one of the best players on the planet. I also think that if you want your team to be fully locked in on the season, you got to trade Kyrie.
It's either you got to trade Kyrie or you have to find a way to get to him and get him to get this vaccine.
Yeah.
Because you either need to know that he is 100% in or 100% out. You can't have this, like, weird limbo moment where you're like, is he going to get the vaccine? Is he not? Like,
I mean,
what's going to happen?
I mean, he's made it very clear that he's not going to.
Then at that point, if he's going to be fully 100% dead set on not getting the vaccine, then you have to trade him away. Find a point guard that is going to complete that big three.
If they don't, they won't be able to compete with Milwaukee or, I mean, we've been talking about the Chicago Bulls. They got to find a way to compete. They got to have somebody besides Kevin Durant carrying the load, because I think that's why they went to Game 7 last year against the Bucks, and that's why the Bucks were victorious, is because they had their guys night in, night out, competing, and, you know.
The Bucks won that series because Kevin Durant's shoe size is just a little bit too big. That's the reason Milwaukee won that game. If his toe's not on that line, the Nets win that series.
Very true.
Ooh, bold statements. Bold statements.
Not a bold statement. That would have happened.
Dakota, your Warriors.
It looked fantastic last night. Yes. Even though it was against the ancient Los Angeles Lakers, but
Stephen Curry had a triple-double.
And
20-10-10.
Yeah, too bad he was five for 21 from the field.
Yep, that's correct.
That's tough.
He did make all 9 free throws. That's always positive.
LeBron James and Anthony Davis had a double-double. It's kind of sad that they were the only two players to break double digits for the Lakers.
Well, that's what happens when you have Russell Westbrook on your team, everybody. He's just not good anymore. He's not a good fit for that team. By the way, and if you look at the plus minus for the Lakers, like, it's not, it's bad. Like, everybody, like, LeBron's -2, Davis was -2, Russell Westbrook -23.
Hey, you want to know why LeBron is going to be better than he was last year? It's because he changed his number and he's got the headband back. Maybe this is a chance that maybe he will stop acting like a 5-year-old and be that Miami Heat LeBron.
And play defense.
Maybe. I mean, because we all know Carmelo Anthony's not going to play defense.
Well, that's an accurate statement. That's why they have Anthony Davis.
I mean, we know Russell Westbrook's not going to do it either, but
you know what would be funny? If LeBron and Russell Westbrook got into, like, a fight.
Oh, I love it.
I would love it.
I'm going to be honest with you. My money would be on Westbrook.
What Westbrook would destroy.
Oh, absolutely. All he'd have to do is blow on LeBron's
knee. All he'd have to do is run away. I don't think LeBron could catch him.
I'm also just – I love LeBron memes. I have, a love-hate relationship with LeBron. Like, he's great and everything, but the memes are so much better because, like, especially last year, Barstool Sports was really great at, like, showing videos of, like, LeBron just laying out on the floor and saying, like, when somebody like touches your head and then LeBron's like on the ground. You just got to look it up online. I can't really do it justice saying anything.
I was seeing three rims and I shot for the middle one. Good job, LeBron. Good job. Everybody's so proud of you.
Well, tonight we are keeping up on the NBA. We got a
It's 11. It's 11 games.
Full slab of them. Pacers are taking on the Hornets, which, if anyone saw, the Hornets did just sign LiAngelo Ball.
Dude, I don't expect him to play.
Jello's the GOAT
Jello,
of that family,
stop.
Baby.
Oh,
let's go, Jello.
Shut
everyone
up.
Knows that.
Dear God.
Everyone knows that
right,
Melo is
shut
the best
his mic
of the
off.
Three.
We're done.
Melo is the best of that three, and it's not even close.
I will
cap.
I want to see how Lonzo plays this year
with a team that's actually
with a team that's actually really good, and a jump shot that doesn't look like it did when he was 10. I'm gonna shoot from the other side of my head. No, that's just never going to work in the league. Sorry. But his three-point percentage improved last year, and you have to accept Lonzo for what he is. He's not a scorer. He's a facilitator.
He is a floor general.
He's but he's also that guard who could put up a triple-double at a moment's notice because he is a great rebounder.
Absolutely. The man has bounce, and, I feel like a lot of people don't give him credit for that. Like, he's going to go up and he will out-rebound some of the best guys in the game, and I do love that about him.
I want to talk about how the Oklahoma City Thunder, as a fan, how we have no hope for, the next 5 years.
What do you mean, no hope for the next five years? You have, 50 draft picks.
We have, eight first-round draft picks.
In the next 3 years.
Yeah.
We just had an update on the matchup predictor against Utah tonight.
Oh, my God.
We have now a almost 14% chance to win, and I will... I don't know. I don't know, man. This is
Donovan Mitchell might drop a triple.
I just want to cry. But
I'm just going to say it. Donovan Mitchell is most likely going to drop a triple double on you.
Yeah.
Pain. If he were to drop a 40-point triple double,
The Thunder have 3 first round picks next year. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in 2023.
Yeah, but that's also draft.
And then they have 3 in 2024, so you're at 11 draft picks. Oh, by the way, just trade them all away.
I want a couple trades for DeAndre Ayton, so we get a big post presence.
I don't know if you need
a
first-round draft pick to get DeAndre Ayton.
We need somebody besides Shaius Alexander.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
You know what? You know what? Ever since Chris Paul left,
The Chris Paul effect.
The Student Government Association, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. SGA.
Well, okay, hold on. The Celtics play the Knicks.
D-Rose, baby.
D-Rose back in New York. But there's a guy in Boston who I guarantee has something to say about anybody on that team, and that's going to be my man, hometown boy, Jason Tatum.
Oh, God. I don't disagree. Tatum's fine.
Jason Tatum will... I think this is going to be his year that he's just has a great year. You know what I mean? He's going to come out, he's going to ball out, and I think that the Celtics have finally realized he is their guy that they want to build that team around. So that's going to be fun. The Rockets and the Timberwolves, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know much about these two teams right now.
Jalen Green, that's all you need to know.
And Anthony Edwards, right?
Yeah. The number one pick from last year and the number two pick from this year.
I'll say Anthony Edwards, the guy who will, without a moment's hesitation, put your face on a poster for no reason whatsoever.
Can we talk about the poster child for biggest crybaby? Ben Simmons.
Oh, Ben Simmons.
From LSU. Former number one overall pick in the draft.
The first ever Australian to be an all-star.
Dude, he doesn't even sound Australian.
He really doesn't.
Chris Hemsworth is Australian. You know, because he's got that... I don't know.
Just the sound, man. He's got that, I don't know.
He's got the shtick.
Okay, anyways.
Ben Simmons, he just got fined, $1.4 million?
I didn't see the fine. I saw he got suspended.
He got fined.
Good.
For missing the preseason games.
Well, he also got suspended yesterday because he didn't want to do anything at practice, and Doc Rivers yeeted him out of practice.
I don't know why anyone would ever think that Doc Rivers is not about to be, like, pissed off for that. Yeah, he was fined $1.4 million for his off-season absences.
I mean, that's why you build your team around Joel Embiid instead of Ben Simmons. Because
who else are you going to build your team around?
I mean, okay, here I understand what you mean, but Joel Embiid has continuously gotten better every single year and developed another part of his game, and Ben Simmons still can't shoot outside of the paint.
He's not wrong.
You're not
about
wrong,
that.
But the thing with Ben Simmons is
free throws, bricks, trash, overrated. I
was gonna
say, well, he's correct.
Yes, but I mean, he is not a bad facilitator on the court. Like, he does make some really crisp passes. And with him being a 6'10" point guard,
I think that's worn off a little bit on a lot of people.
Like,
we're all okay. Yes, it's great. You're a 6'10" point guard. Good job. Guess what? You're not a great point guard right now if you can't shoot. At least be a threat to shoot. He's not even a threat.
Okay.
You can literally stand at the free throw line and say, go ahead, Ben, do whatever you want, because you aren't making anything.
Ben Simmons needed to make free throws in that Atlanta series, and he just could not do it.
Also, Trae Young
ended Ben Simmons in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
We can all
Trae Young is
on
also
Trae Young.
Still probably right now the most hated man in New York.
Well, that's okay. That was great.
That was a fantastic series. I loved that. Goodness. I would like to see somebody pick up Ben Simmons. I think he, in the right system.
OKC. Come on.
Why?
Why would
we
you
need?
Want
we
him?
Need some hope.
Yeah,
we
have
like 10 first-round draft picks in 3 years. You're going
know,
to be fine.
But we used to have Durant, Westbrook, and Harden.
And you still didn't do shit with them.
We didn't do anything with them. Like, it sucks.
They got to the finals.
And got beat 4-1 by LeBron. When LeBron was good.
Back when his hairline was
when
still
he had a better
normal.
Hairline. next thing I want to get into, just like breeze over it a little bit. The Northern Irishman, Rory McIlroy, got his 20th win.
Rory who?
McIlroy.
One more time?
McIlroy.
The only Irishman that I can think of off the top of my head is, you know, the Notorious.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
He doesn't care about golf, we know.
Sad. I did not say that.
Well, you basically implied it. Go ahead, sir.
Well, Rory getting his 20th win, I mean, it was a really roller coaster season for Rory. I mean, he won at the Wells Fargo Championship, and then there was a couple months there where it was just rough to watch Rory. Missing cuts, not being able to compete in majors, and then Dakota, I know you saw him at the Ryder Cup overcome with emotion because it's been a long year for him.
Oh, yeah, and he was god-awful at the Ryder Cup until he destroyed Xander on Sunday.
Yeah, but it's good to see Rory starting to play well again. When he's on, he is the best player in the world, and what makes him the best player in the world is his driver, and he was hitting bombs all week, hitting putts all week. Good to see Rory back. Looking forward to seeing what he can do as he goes in next year. Hopefully he can carry this momentum back. Good to see Rory back in the winner's circle for sure.
Okay, if you don't mind, I'm going to run quickly through the rest of those NBA games, if you don't mind.
For sure.
Okay. Let's see. Washington-Toronto. Cleveland-Memphis, so that game should be a stinker. Philadelphia and New Orleans.
Devontae Graham. Let's go, baby, on the Parkins.
Orlando and San Antonio. I need to get the full list in front of me because ESPN can't put it all the way across the top. Oklahoma City and Utah, Denver and Phoenix, and Sacramento and Portland.
That's it. I mean,
busy night in the association.
Busy night. My favorites this season, by far, the Celtics. They're my team, and the Bulls. I like the two of them, and I'm excited to see just both teams just start duking it out with their opponents. I think it's gonna be awesome.
I think we'll see Luka Doncic get an MVP this year. I mean, he was great last year. He's starting to become a household name in the NBA. I mean, we're seeing a lot of young guys really step it up. I mean, you know, from the older players like KD and LeBron, we're starting to see that younger generation. It's exciting to see, and they're people our age too, Aaron. I mean, this is pretty cool, though.
Yeah, don't
cool
remind me that Zion Williamson's younger than me by like a year or 2 years, and he's making millions and millions and millions of dollars, and I'm sitting at college.
That's because Zion might be able to crush you with this.
Probably. I mean, I think I could. I feel like if I could put up a fight, like
I could dunk on Zion.
No, you couldn't.
With a trampoline, maybe. But
even with a trampoline, he still might jump up and block and shit. How about the baseball? How about the MLB playoffs right now? It is heated. Both series are tied 2-2 in their best of seven series. The Dodgers and the Braves and the Red Sox and the Astros.
Well, the Dodgers got lucky with a fun little
gift
from the umpires.
I told you we shouldn't talk about, you know what? You already brought it up.
I just want to hear your reaction, Aaron, because I know you're not happy about this.
I yelled at my TV for probably about an hour and a half that night because how do you make that kind of call to end a series? Okay, if you guys don't know, the Giants and the Dodgers were the two best teams in the MLB during the regular season. Both had 109 wins, and they are probably one of the biggest rivalries in the entire MLB. Had a series that went to Game 5, and what happens? The game ends on a called third strike on a check swing.
That wasn't a check swing.
No, it was a check swing.
They called
it just wasn't
a strike.
No, no,
like,
no,
I don't know how in the hell. One, like, why would you, if you call it a ball, who cares? The game goes on. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe he picks up the strikeout the next pitch. How do you live with yourself that you know, knowing good and damn well that you just ended probably one of the best series that's going to happen this entire playoffs on a called third strike? Like, how do you do that?
They don't care.
Yeah, I don't.
I really don't care.
And what's awful is I feel bad for the Giants. I feel bad for Giants fans that so many of them paid a lot of money to go watch that game in person just to turn it into a show for the umpires.
Hey, you know what though? I mean, they paid money and we got to watch it for free on television. Not the worst thing in the world. I'm just trying to think of it on the bright side for Giants fans that didn't pay money to go see it, because I mean, that sucks. I mean, that's
like
that
the
sucks.
only thing I've seen worse than that, like in recent years, was watching the Blues lose game 6 to the of the playoffs in round 2 to the San Jose Sharks off of a hand pass that was so blatant that it was like, let me blow it up on a big fucking screen and still miss it.
Yeah, hockey. Woo! Yeah, hockey.
By the way, hockey, the NHL did start too as well. But currently the Astros and the Red Sox are playing right now. That has been a very fun series to watch. They have been just duking it out. Blow for blow, home run for home run.
Hey, let's go Royals, baby. We'll get them next year, baby.
I mean, in the last two games, the Red Sox won 12-3 against the Astros, and then in game 4, the Astros beat the Sox 9-2. Like, they have just been hammering balls out of the park, and I don't know what it is.
Aaron, just please use your words more wisely. Just please.
Like, please.
Please. Come on, Aaron.
I don't know what's going on, but I think these are two very fun series right now, and I'm excited to see a lot of people are hoping for a rematch between the Dodgers and the Astros. Personally, I don't want that because, I mean, we all remember sitting and watching 3 years of the Cavaliers versus the Warriors. And
those were fun, though.
They were fun until, like, year number three, and you're just like, oh, I wonder how LeBron and the Cavs are going to get to the playoffs this time, or how Curry and the Warriors are going to get to the playoffs this time.
It'll be fun to watch for sure.
I would love to see a Dodgers-Braves World Series. I think that would be awesome. That's just me. But I guess we should probably keep this moving. We have a – I'm not going to lie to you guys. We have a really boring week in the NFL.
Oh, it's terrible.
Like, it is
– it's awful.
It's not fun.
It is not good.
But
there are not a lot of good games this week.
There are a lot of people hurt. There's a lot of bye week.
There's a lot of good teams on bye.
Like, it's just – it's just going to be kind of a boring week. But we're you know us, we're big football guys here. Big football guys. Unless your name's Riley Funk. And
before we get into the schedule, I think we need to talk about this Deshaun Watson thing.
If Deshaun plays,
you're the one who found it. Let's see what happened.
Well, per the Houston Chronicle, that their Dolphins and Texans are saying they could have a deal done this week to send Deshaun Watson to Miami.
That is interesting, considering the Dolphins have made it look like Tua Tagovailoa is their franchise quarterback.
Honestly, if they need to package Tua in that deal to get him out, because I think Deshaun Watson in Miami would be really good.
Do you think Tua in Houston could prosper?
No. There's no quarterback prospering in Houston right now, not even Deshaun Watson himself.
Well, Deshaun kind of did that to himself, though.
Yeah, you know?
He did kind of. Well, no, they did that when they traded DeAndre Hopkins.
Ooh.
No. We're not going to say they. We're going to say one singular person, a.k.a. Bill O'Brien.
And that's why he is no longer the head coach.
Bill O'Brien single-handedly ruined the entirety of the Houston Texans.
It's not my fault CBS has ads on their website.
That is tragic. Absolutely tragic.
It is absolutely tragic.
One thing, though, is like, okay, Deshaun Watson goes to Miami. You got to keep a watchful eye on him. You got to make sure that he's...
Doesn't pull an Urban Meyer?
Well, I think he pulled a little worse than Urban Meyer. I mean, it's you got to make sure he's all in with that team, and you got to make sure he abides by the rules. So if you trade for franchise guy, your franchise guy's there for a long time.
Oh,
you're paying him big money.
The difference between the contracts in the NBA and the contracts in the NFL. In the NBA, they at least have a super max. And the thing that's kind of annoying about the NFL's contracts is there is not a super max. You know, there's only whatever you want. Like, if you've got $500 million, a.k.a. Patrick Mahomes, to give to your franchise quarterback.
You're also limited on length of contract in the NBA, though, too.
This is true.
I think also in the NFL, you have a tendency to wear down faster with all the wear and tear of everything.
That, and it's a quarterback contracts are structured different than everybody else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most of them are
long, backloaded deals.
Yeah, just so that because they know if they backload it, then you have that guy for a long time because he's going to want his money.
Well, one guy that was looking to get a big extension this year was Baker Mayfield, but he is out in Thursday's game. Case Keenum, the goat of Minnesota, finally, I don't even know what to think of this game. I don't know.
It's bad.
You've got the Baker Mayfield-less,
Nick Chubb-less, Kareem Hunt-less Browns, who are still favored, by the way,
versus the Denver Broncos coming back with Von Miller. I mean, he is the heart and soul of that defense, but
they're still bad.
They're still going to be bad.
Yeah, this is going
to
be a
shout out to Teddy Bridgewater. You know.
Yeah.
You're trying your best.
Thank you.
You're trying your best, buddy. We're proud of you here in the studio.
Only a matter of time before Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback of the Denver Broncos.
I don't know. The way that this
he's
is going.
He's not leaving. He is leaving Green Bay.
I don't know, man.
He's leaving.
We'll see.
Just stop
just,
it.
Just,
no. Take your green and yellow colored glasses off
Think about it from a football perspective. If you were Aaron Rodgers, would you want to stay in Green Bay? Heck no.
We'll see.
No.
He'll go to Denver.
He'll go to Denver.
Who wins the game?
Where now? They will give him
who wins that game?
Where they will give him more weapons than just Devontae Adams.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Aaron Rodgers with Cortland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy.
Noah Fant.
And Noah Fant. That's
Melvin Gordon.
Shut up.
Melvin Gordon.
I'm going to have to take Cleveland on this one. Is Jarvis Landry back
Jarvis
this week?
Landry should be back this week.
Jarvis Landry's back? Like, David Njoku is questionable, which could be another big hit to the
Jarvis Browns. Landry has a chance to play. He's not for certain to play.
I'm just going
to
go Cleveland because
it's the Broncos.
It's the Broncos. I mean, the Broncos got destroyed at home by the Raiders. I just don't know. I honestly don't know. It'll be interesting.
Dakota, what do you got?
I'm taking Denver.
Taking Denver?
I'm taking Denver. I have no faith in Cleveland. There you go. I have no faith in Cleveland.
He just wants to make the AFC West a more interesting playoff race.
No, I legitimately don't think the Browns are as good as they are. And people don't give Baker Mayfield enough for credit for how good he actually is.
Yeah.
But
and
what about
that is the best running back duo in the entire NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And you're without both of them.
So you think that the man beast himself, Myles Garrett, cannot single-handedly obliterate the Denver Broncos?
No, I don't. So you're taking Cleveland too?
Yes, I am going to take Cleveland.
I'm actually keeping track of it this time.
So. Hey!
All right. Dakota's Kansas City Chiefs versus Derrick Henry. Feed Derrick Henry, man.
Feed Henry.
Tennessee Titans.
I'm taking Kansas City. I don't even need to go there.
This is tough.
This game got more interesting after the Titans beat Buffalo.
This is a must win for Kansas City.
And they're in.
I don't disagree with
they're
that.
They're in Tennessee, right?
Yes, it's at Tennessee.
That Tennessee crowd is not an easy crowd to play in front of.
No.
Henry gets
really bad against the pass. We might be even worse against the run. Derrick Henry might run for 300 yards on the Chiefs.
Guess what?
Their defense is still just as bad, so Mahomes might throw for 400, and it'll just all counteract
the offensive
itself.
Weapons there. I mean, if Julio Jones plays.
Julio Jones is hurt.
Julio hurt his hammy again. Again.
A.J. Brown might be coming back.
A.J. Brown played. Yeah. A.J. Brown had nine catches for 90 yards.
Did you not
watch that football game?
I went back and forth. I have a life here, Dakota. I do other things than just be on a pod, you know, the host of a podcast.
You should watch more football, Aaron.
You really should.
You should watch more.
Anybody out there listening, watch more football.
Watch more football. I'm going to have to take Kansas City.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to take Kansas City as well.
Kansas Cities.
And the reason why is that Kansas City needs a big confidence-boosting win. They've had a couple of rough losses. This would be really big for them going forward.
That'd be two in a row?
Yeah. I mean, they'd get on a streak, and they need to. They need to.
The Giants, that's a gimme.
If they want to win the AFC West, they got to win against some tough teams.
Yeah, the Chargers are good. The Raiders are good.
The Raiders aren't bad.
And the Broncos. The Broncos are there. Whatever, you know.
Next year when Aaron Rodgers is there, it'll be more interesting.
I'm just going to throw this out here. For the next game that we're going to talk about is the Washington football team and the Green Bay Packers. I'm just going to say it. Jackson Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes' brother, needs to be banned from every
NFL
stadium in the country. I cannot believe this man, I don't care how many times he apologized, did a TikTok dance on the deceased late
Sean Taylor.
Why could I not?
It's okay, Aaron. We got you, Doug.
I'm six concussions. Sorry, guys.
Okay.
that explains a lot now. That explains everything, doesn't it?
That does explain everything.
Sean Taylor. What?
You know, Jackson Mahomes, I will give him this. I'm not a fan of him. But that's pretty
Is anybody?
Bold. No, I don't think anybody is. But, like, you know, pretty bold of you. Good job. You do you. I am glad I did not do that because I –
He got destroyed really quick. It didn't take very long.
It got taken down. It got taken down, too. I mean, his TikTok.
Like, that's not even the only thing he's done this season. Like, when the Ravens beat the Chiefs, he got into an argument with a fan while he was in the booth and threw water, like, threw a water bottle at the guy. Like, this
the Lamar Jackson effect.
Like, this man is, he is a menace. And, like,
he's only famous because his brother's famous. Let's be perfectly honest,
like,
here.
And I hate to, and I hate saying that at times.
No, but it's the truth.
It is. It is 100%.
It's the truth. He's
the
only
truth.
Famous because his brother is the best quarterback on the planet.
Do you think that gives the Washington football team enough motivation to beat your Packers?
No.
Aaron?
No.
Okay. No, I mean, we can talk about it all we want, but we all
unless,
know Green Bay's winning this game.
Unless Scary Terry decides he's like, I'm going to be from a different planet today.
Even then, I don't think they win.
Like, and Antonio Gibson just decides he's going to run his little legs as fast as humanly possible.
And they still aren't going
to
win.
They still might not probably aren't going to win because there's a guy on the other side who is like, you know what? I'm really good at football.
Yeah. Rodgers, Adams. That's all you need to know.
And
Randall Cobb.
And, by the way, I want everybody.
You know what? He makes a very good point.
Oh,
Randall
my
Cobb.
God. Randall Cobb is older than me.
Yes.
Literally.
I don't care.
Literally older than me.
Still catching touchdowns.
He's still out here torching defenses.
Good for him.
But you know, Taylor Heinicke won't be able to compete with Aaron Rodgers.
I love Taylor Heinicke.
I do too.
Shout out to Taylor
he
Heinicke.
He was so good last week against the Chiefs.
I'm sorry. Well. We had a person say that Taylor Heinicke was not that good at football, and I just you know, Taylor Heinicke, I know you're probably never going to hear this from us, but we just want you to know we love you. Like, keep balling out. You're a goat in our eyes.
You can go hug him if you want, Aaron.
Yeah, no kidding. God, I didn't realize this became a Taylor Heinicke tribute podcast. But that's okay.
Hey, for Christmas, I think we need to buy Aaron a Taylor Heinicke.
I think that is great. I think we should gift it
Invest.
To him on the pod.
Let's
oh,
do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We might be video by that point in time.
Heck yes.
We'll just start teasing that a little bit. We are going to be video eventually.
Well, it looks like we have a hat trick for Green Bay this weekend. Then we've got the Atlanta Falcons.
Dude, this game's going to suck.
It's going to be so boring.
I hope this game's not actually on TV. My television on Sunday.
It won't be. You live 45 minutes from Kansas City. What game will be on your TV at noon?
Thank God.
It will be the Chiefs and the Titans.
Thank you, Lord.
You're good.
Thank you, Lord.
The Atlanta Falcons and the Miami Dolphins. Dakota, take it away. What do you think?
Atlanta. I think Miami is in complete shambles after losing to the Urban Meyer and Jets.
Urban Meyer got a win, baby. Woo!
After Hopefully. Losing 20 in a row.
And after taking the biggest L of the year in the NFL when he was caught in not HD.
8K.
No. You saw a video on Marshall's work. That was not 8K, dude. Ain't no way.
It was maybe 720.
He was caught on Nokia cell phone video.
Good. Atlanta's gonna win. If Miami wins, good for Miami.
Okay, here you go. If Deshaun Watson was Miami's quarterback,
they would win that
Miami
game.
Wins
Miami
this game.
Wins this game.
But I mean,
Tua's not that great.
He's not.
Matt Ryan played good. Well,
is Matt Ryan a good quarterback this year?
No.
Kyle Pitts is really good though.
Kyle Pitts
that was
is
the
really
one
good.
Thing I got right the last time we talked. I will victory
I love
lap
Kyle
that.
Pitts. Thank you for being on my fantasy team. Is Atlanta good?
No.
Matt Ryan also sucks, and that's just coming from a Patriots fan because he couldn't close out a Super Bowl. Speaking of the Patriots.
Oh, God.
Let's go, baby.
Pick, but you know what, Dakota? I'm going to go underdog here and take Miami.
Sorry,
Aaron, he's a Bama fan, so he's going to
Aaron, I'm
ride
sorry I
Tua.
Forgot that you hadn't made
yeah,
that pick
cool.
yet. I'm sorry.
I'm used
yeah,
to
he,
it.
Yeah, he tried to get – He's just so excited to talk about his Patriots.
I want to talk about my Patriots and how close we are to being 5-1 this year.
What are you? What is your
We're
record?
2-4.
How close you could be to 5-1.
Can I take a quick moment and just let you know that I am going to take the Jets in this.
Are we both going to take the Jets just
for the
him?
Simple fact of I have way too much faith in Zach Wilson?
Did you
just say you had faith,
you have faith
in
Zach Wilson?
Way too much. Like, I shouldn't have.
Oh, no. You should have no faith in Zach Wilson.
I know, but, like.
Okay. I'm going to steal your thunder. I can understand why you think you should be 5-1. I completely understand why you think that.
We're doink away from beating the Bucks. If Mac Jones doesn't throw a pick six late in the game, we get a first down, like, we might be able to run out the clock. He came back down through a dime to Kendrick Bourne, which was awesome. But, I mean, we're close to being the Cowboys. The Cowboys are a really good team.
I think we're mistaking something. Trevon Diggs is a really good defensive player that sets up the Cowboys to be a really good team.
And we also lost to the Miami Dolphins week one. Kind of cringe.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
Lie.
That is very
embarrassing. I mean, I get your point, but – you also might want to take in the fact that the two teams that you have beat are the two worst teams in the NFL.
And that's teams we should have beat.
And guess
Let's
what?
Go, baby.
And you scored 25 points in both of those games.
I'm going to take obviously I'm going to take New England. I honestly am really liking what I'm seeing from Mac Jones, and I think honestly he has a chance to be Rookie of the Year. He's the most polished rookie quarterback. You cannot deny it. He's playing better than Lawrence.
That's
playing better
much.
Than Lance.
That also doesn't take much.
And don't even say Justin Fields, because that doesn't take much either.
I bought the Mac Jones jersey. It got in. Okay. I'm all in on Mac.
Where's
Let's
it
go, baby. It's in my room. I'm waiting for Sunday.
Oh.
Who are you? You said you're taking the Jets?
I'm also taking the Jets.
You're taking the Jets. Ugh. Nothing in my – I can't take New York.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
I can't.
You.
They're just so bad. I think Zach Wilson long-term could end up being a good quarterback, just not in New York.
As we can tell with our next matchup, the now out of New York – sorry, I'm sorry. I hate saying New York Jets. They don't play in New York. They play in New Jersey.
Well, so do the Giants.
I know.
But nobody
but
cares.
No one cares apparently about Jersey. Sorry, guys. Like, you have an NFL – or not an NFL, NHL team, and after that, apparently nobody cares.
Go. Go hockey.
Go,
woo!
Go hockey. Again, Christian McCaffrey-less Carolina Panthers versus the entire offense is gone New York Giants.
It doesn't matter if McCaffrey's playing or not. I'm taking Carolina. That's an easy
easy
pick. I mean,
yeah, this might be one of the most obvious picks on the entire slate.
I was gonna say Aaron. Please do not be that guy. That
okay, it's
the
not
Giants.
One of the most obvious games on the entire slate because this gets easier as it goes down.
Yeah.
But again,
there's three in a row where we might not disagree at all.
Yeah. Chuba Hubbard. He's on my fantasy team.
I'm just penciling in Carolina for all three of us. I don't think that.
I think we're football guys enough to know we need to make that decision.
Just don't play. Just don't pick the Giants.
Yeah.
Okay, as we're all fantasy guys here, so we know that the – fantasy is saying that the number one quarterback for this week plays for the next team, the Las Vegas Raiders.
Whoa. You don't know. No chance. I don't know who you listen to, and I don't know where you get your information from, but
straight
they should be shot.
ESPN should be.
They should be
cancel
shot.
Cancel ESPN.
Apparently we're canceling ESPN. Ladies and gentlemen, this just in, ESPN shall be canceled.
I want Stafford against the Lions. I want Kyler against the Cardinals.
I have both those quarterbacks.
I want Mahomes against Tennessee. I want Rodgers against Washington. All before I want Derek Carr against the Eagles.
But so Derek Carr and the Las Vegas Raiders will play Jalen Big Boy Hurts and
Jalen Hurts is pretty short.
He is kind of small. But
no offense.
No
I
offense,
mean, he's kind of short.
He's the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, fly, Eagles, fly.
Oh, God.
On
please
the road
stop.
To victory.
Okay, please,
okay.
Enough. You're great at singing national anthems,
thank
but
you, Aaron,
stick
for
to that.
Talking about the Philadelphia Eagles and how great they were
back
when they beat the Patriots. Pain.
Whoa. When Malcolm Jenkins knocked out Brandon Cooks.
Ha ha ha. It's all in the past. We're talking about this week's game. Come on.
Don't bring stuff up like that to
don't,
the Patriots
don't
fans.
Hurt.
Okay,
don't
names
hurt
that trigger list. Patriots fans.
Nick
David
Foles.
Tyree.
Nick Foles.
Eli Manning. Mario Manningham.
Ahmad Bradshaw. Brandon Jacobs.
Justin Tuck.
Michael Strahan.
Oh.
Plaxico Burress.
This is
great.
It's a long
Tom
list.
Tom Brady.
Okay. Too soon, even though he's been gone for a year. Come on. Guys, we got to focus in on this
no,
Vegas
we don't.
Game.
No, we don't. We can have a lot of Doug Peterson.
Tom Coughlin twice.
Zach Ertz.
Bill Belichick in a red hoodie. 0-1 in Super Bowl play. Never has worn a red hoodie since. Oh, God. What a pain.
It's not a name. Not a specific name, but the Philly Special.
Ah, yes. Nick hurt. Foles again.
I am sad.
Are you depression now?
No.
Good.
Still got 6 Super Bowl rings, baby. Even though I haven't bought any of the Super Bowl rings.
You know?
They're in my head.
Oh, another name. Miles Gaskin. When they beat the Patriots in the last game of the season to solidify the Chiefs being the number one. The AFC.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay. We're
I actually no. I brought Trey Burton.
This sucks.
I want you to know. I legitimately went and looked up this roster just for this moment. Oh.
Okay. Are we all just gonna go ahead and take? Are
no,
we all
we're not. I'm not done.
Oh.
This is too much fun.
I think I'm getting bullied on here.
And
this is not fun.
Hey, you should be okay.
Everybody who's listening, just know. We are very good friends. It's not bullying. Don't bully people. We are against bullying.
That's what they want you to think. But the pain that I'm going
but
through.
But one more time, Nick Foles.
Dude, I don't want to think about Nick Foles ever again in my life.
Big Dick Nick.
Okay. Yikes.
Oh, there's the full roster. It took me a while to find it.
Jason Kelce.
Malcolm Jenkins.
But for
Brandon Graham.
Brandon Graham, the only man, the only person who had a sack that entire game that just so happened to be a strip sack.
I remember that.
I bet you do.
Dude.
We're glad you do.
Because we remember it too.
Okay. I'm sad.
All right. Who do you have? Las Vegas or Philly?
Honestly, I'm liking what I'm seeing from Jalen Hurts.
That?
It was a big win, beating the Panthers, and then he came out and he led a comeback against the Bucks. I mean, that's hard to do against that defense, even though like their defense is starting to get worn down with injuries. But that's still a hard team to come back on. And I'm gonna go with Philly, as much as I hate to say it. It'll be a good game though.
I think so too, but I'm with you. I'm gonna take Philly. I like Jalen Hurts, and I don't know whether Vegas is for real or not. I think a lot of last week might have been emotion from playing
Gruden.
For Gruden.
Yeah.
I think that might have been a thing, but I also think that was the right move. They had to fire him. They didn't really have a choice.
I love Derek
but
Carr, though.
Derek Carr will always be solid. Yeah. I just don't think there's still not enough weapons there.
Yeah.
I love Waller, but
Mad Max.
They took the wrong wide receiver in that draft. Oh, mm-hmm. God. Can you imagine right now in this very moment having drafted Henry Ruggs before CeeDee Lamb?
Jiminy Christmas.
Yeah. Pain. Yeah. Yeah. Pain. Have fun with that.
Pain.
Well, that's like the story of the Raiders, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that there?
I'm going to personally take the Raiders.
Different tangent. There was it was something I read a long time ago. Like, the Raiders could have ended up with, like, Aaron Rodgers and Calvin Johnson on the same team.
Oh, my Lord.
Sweet Jesus. That could have been
dangerous.
Yeah, imagine that team.
Imagine the emails would have been sending.
This next
them.
Game, I'm just going to go ahead and write this in for everybody because we.
There's really no need to talk about this.
Is this, the Lions,
is this his first game back?
Who?
Is this Stafford's first game back in Detroit?
Well, yeah.
Okay, good.
This is I just wanted his first year in L.A., so yes.
I just wanted to double check that I wasn't going insane.
Pretty obvious, but that's okay.
Yeah, I mean.
Six concussions.
Six concussions, ladies and gentlemen. No, but Matthew Stafford's going to put on a show.
And Jared Goff is going to put on a show for the Rams in fantasy football when he throws picks.
After pick.
After pick.
And probably a couple fumbles.
And Jalen Ramsey decides, he's like, oh, dude, that ball looks – that's easy. Come here. Let me take that.
Yeah.
Let me take that. And Aaron Donald's going to just
– he's going to do his thing. I mean, he's a bad man.
He's quite possibly –
I'm just
going to
pencil in the next game, too, because that one's pretty
obvious.
Way,
there's no way Houston beats Arizona. Honestly,
I wasn't kidding when I said this week
sucked. I don't
think
you get to talk much considering – you didn't you barely beat the Houston Texans?
Yeah. But a win's
they
a
let,
win, baby.
They let like Davis Mills throw for like 350 yards.
Hey,
there is no holding
on
for a
second.
Forget
Mason Crosby almost choked against Cincinnati.
But he didn't.
Why are we talking about the Packers right now?
Well, he didn't.
Packers is in the past.
Yeah,
but
it
I
is.
I just wanted to throw a little shade.
Davis
there.
Mills threw for 312 yards and three
Aaron
touchdowns.
Aaron Rodgers will not be on your team next year, Aaron.
just remember that. You're not going to win a Super Bowl until Josh Allen's no longer in Buffalo.
And Patrick Mahomes is no longer in Kansas City.
We're,
and Lamar Jackson is no longer in Baltimore.
We are going to the bowl this year.
Wow.
You can't even say it with a straight face.
You literally can't say it with a straight face.
I
this
wish
is
you were
great.
On video.
I just want
this
you to
be kind of funny.
I want you to know that the Green Bay Packers – have a better with the defense that we have and how bad they are right now, have a better chance of going to the Super Bowl than you do.
I guess we'll find out, won't we?
Let's see. Who else do I want? Who else has to lead? Joe Burrow is better than Mac Jones. Matt Stafford is better than Mac Jones.
Doesn't matter, Mac Jones.
Tom Brady is still a thing. Russell Wilson still plays in Seattle, even though he's got a broken finger.
I hadn't noticed
also,
that.
Also, you might not win a Super Bowl the rest of your life. Good luck.
Who knows? Maybe Aaron Rodgers.
I don't know.
Patriots.
Maybe Bill Belichick's going to draft Spencer Rattler.
Dude,
get him in like the fifth round.
Let's not. I don't know. No, I would throw up if we had Spencer Rattler on our team.
You would be.
No.
You would be happy.
No.
He's all over Mac Jones now.
I bought a jersey. Okay, it's official.
I bought a jersey.
It's official. I'm a Mac guy now.
All right, this one's not hard. Houston and Arizona.
Well, yeah, it's a 17.
Baby Yoda for MVP.
I still don't know if Arizona's
Baby Yoda at quarterback might beat the Houston Texans. Legitimate Baby Yoda might beat the Houston Texans.
Baby Yoda's the GOAT, man.
I mean, did you see what T.Y. Hilton did to the Houston Texans last week? And it was his first game back.
No ankles, Carson Wentz.
Yeah. He still went, ooh, T.Y. Hilton. Hey, buddy.
You're really fast.
You're really fast. Let me just go ahead. Burn everybody.
Yeah, Arizona will win. Easy. That'd be hilarious if they lost.
It would be hilarious.
Funny.
It would be hilarious if they lost.
Also, shout out to my boy Marcus Golden, number 44 on the Arizona Cardinals. Keep dogging it up.
Because we all know who Marcus.
Yeah,
Golden
Marcus
is.
Golden, go Marcus, go to, go Marcus.
Hey, I know him. He plays on the Cardinals. He's a great guy, great defensive player. He actually his rookie year that he played for the Cardinals, he actually led the Cardinals in sacks, and then got traded to the Giants 2 years later, and led the Giants in sacks as well.
Wow, that must be so hard to lead the Giants in sacks,
right? So difficult.
So moving on.
I mean, he was competing against, like, what, 3.5-fingered Jason Pierre-Paul at that point in time?
Does he even have 3.5?
It might not be 3.5. It might be 2.5.
All I know is that Tom Brady has more Super Bowl rings than Jason Pierre-Paul has fingers.
Oh. Awesome.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers and King Brady.
I think we can all pencil this one in,
versus
too.
I like to run the ball, but I don't realize that I still have to throw the ball and that I'm a quarterback. Justin Fields and the Chicago Bears.
Okay.
Duh Bears.
This is – we all know.
Tom Brady's better than Mac Jones.
Okay. Can we stop? I don't want
I
don't want the Mac slander right now. We all know once Matt Nagy is gone, Chicago is going to be a much better team. I just don't think they have it this week. I mean, Tampa is still one of the best offenses in the league.
Antonio Brown's going to go for like.
I just can't wait till Gronk is
150
back,
yards.
So then I can start Gronk again in my fantasy team. It's going to be great.
Antonio Brown is showing that
he's still Antonio Brown.
He's still that guy that if you go, ooh, lob pass. Oh, look at that. Antonio caught it again. He's still that guy that was in Pittsburgh all those years ago.
He is a football genius. Got out of Pittsburgh when he needed to. Look what's happening to Pittsburgh.
Won a Super Bowl with Tampa Bay.
But I mean, he was right about Gruden, too. I mean, getting out of Vegas.
Yeah.
I mean, like Brady said, he's a football genius.
He really is.
Yeah.
Indy and San Francisco.
I'm up on the Carson Wentz hype. Let's go, Indy.
Let's go, Indy.
Honestly, this game is going to be so boring, too.
This is the Sunday night game, by the way, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is terrible.
All right. Go T.Y. Hilton.
Yeah. All of the island games this week suck.
Yep.
The Monday night game is bad, too.
This is literally – I'm looking at this, and I'm just like, do I even watch football? But – the answer is always going to be yes.
Yeah, this might be like just sit and watch college football highlights this weekend.
Hey, you can watch the NBA.
Yeah, it's true.
You can watch the NHL. There are other things you can watch.
Yes, let's go.
It's not Blues. like you don't have options.
That's facts.
I'm taking Indy.
I'm also going to take Indy.
Please tell me we're not all agreeing for like the fourth time in a row.
You know what's going to end up happening? Our picks are all going to be wrong.
Oh, absolutely.
Are you taking Indy, Riley?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the last game of the week.
I want you everybody to know that is the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th time we have all picked the same team.
Last game of the week is the fake New Orleans Saints. So everyone knows, they were a fluke after week one.
There's the Packers fan. we got beat 38-3, but they're a fluke.
And
they are.
They are. Versus Seattle without our homeboy, Mr. Russell Wilson. But before we put our picks in, did either of you guys see what Shannon Sharp said about DK Metcalf?
No, I did not.
No. Speak, please.
Let me pull it up. I want to quote it correctly. Like, I don't want anything to be said incorrectly. But basically, let's get this right.
He was like, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's
yeah.
go.
Okay.
Wow.
What's up, Skip?
Stop playing Skip. It is my turn.
Skip, shut up.
Dude.
Shannon Sharp tweeted out, what was DK thinking? Why try to play hero ball in that situation? DK responded, this is all on Twitter, with, stop questioning me, little boy.
Oh.
Shannon Sharp says, nothing to question. That was dumbass play, and your pride won't let you admit it. You can't question anything I've done. Pray your resume will be as complete as mine. Pray. Enjoy the rest of your day. And DK says, from the looks of it, I can wipe my ass with yours. Continue to gossip. You washed up
wannabe. Can we see him fight, please? I want to.
By the way, Shannon Sharp's not wrong. You got to get out of bounds.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
The refs bailed them out. Mm-hmm. Stopping the clock to make sure his foot was in bounds.
I mean, it's also big disrespect from DK. Shannon Sharp.
Shannon Sharp's a Hall of Famer, isn't he? Yeah, I say Shannon Sharp's a Hall of Fame tight end.
Super Bowl champion.
Multiple times Super Bowl champion, if I'm not mistaken.
I mean, DK Metcalf, I mean, he's good. I mean, he's fast.
DK Metcalf's fast might be an understatement.
But, like, I don't know.
In the words of Unger from The Longest Yard, he fast. Like, he really, really fast.
He makes fast guys look not fast. Yes, Shannon Sharpe has won 3 Super Bowl rings, and when he retired, was the all-time leader in tight end receptions, receiving yards, and touchdowns, until he was passed by Tony Gonzalez and Jason Witten. Mm.
And what? And how many Super Bowl championships does DK have? Oh, that's right, 0. So maybe he should, like, you know, not say anything.
Not talk shit to a 3-time Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, that would be a good
and
idea.
And a 4-time Pro Bowl.
Like come on.
8-time Pro Bowl.
You know what? You know what? In spite of that, I'm still going to pick the Seattle Seahawks because I have DK on my fantasy team. So I'm just really hoping that he can catch like 3 touchdowns.
I'm just glad we're going to disagree on something. I'm picking New Orleans. I don't think
he's
going to
say also
I don't
for one
think
of us, but
their
which one is he going to say also for?
I'm also going to take the Seattle Seahawks.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
Let's go, Geno.
Geno. Woo!
Geno Smith, the pride of West Virginia.
Geno Smith, a.k.a.
There's the remember KU fan right there.
Rock chalk, baby. We're so
God,
good
God, do
at
we need
football.
To say names that KU players don't, the KU people don't
dude,
like?
Dude, I don't – dude. I just got one thing to say. Dakota and I had like a really long conversation about the 07-08 Jayhawk team.
Which means I listened to Riley talk about the 07-08 Jayhawks the entire way home from playing golf and how much Riley is in love with Todd Reesing.
Dude, Todd Reesing is – that's my guy, man. Like, I look, Todd Reesing, dude, I don't even – say no more. That's my guy.
Well, we are to our favorite time
I'm gonna
of
go,
the day.
I'm going to go last because I have no idea.
No, yeah, you know, yes. One of you two is going first because I don't
Aaron,
know either.
Aaron, please go
Aaron,
first.
Aaron, congratulations. You get to
good
go
job,
first.
Aaron.
We are to the hot takes portion. I am very unprepared, but
I think we're,
I think
all,
we're all pretty unprepared.
I think we're all pretty unprepared for this.
I am going to say hot take of the day.
Has to happen this week.
Zach Wilson will throw for over 250 yards and will have 3 touchdowns to beat the New England Patriots.
Okay. Can I have 2? Because I want to joke one for Riley.
Is it that the New England Patriots
are? No, right? It's that KU will cover the spread against Oklahoma.
Oh, we're playing Oklahoma this week. Oh,
you are,
oh yeah.
Oklahoma is 38.5-point favorites. I think KU covers. That's probably not a good bet, but
oh. Dakota, you can have 2. I got to just
okay.
Think.
Well,
Riley's
I
just not ready.
Riley
not,
is not ready.
I don't think I've ever felt like this unready for
been, been less prepared for anything in your entire life.
Oh,
it's like going into health class for sex ed. Just not sure what you're going to hear about.
Aaron.
Here we go.
Remember when we said, Aaron, choose your words wisely? And then he leads with, it's like when you walk into sex ed class. what? Sus.
So, how about them Blues? 2-0 start of the season.
Well, yeah,
I
how
mean,
about the how about hockey, guys?
How about the Blues, guys?
I mean,
how about
guys,
the Blues?
You guys don't have anything right now, so.
You're right, we don't.
You know, the Blues.
Hey, holy crap, I missed a game.
Wow.
Oh.
And it's might be the best game of the entire day.
Oh.
Cincinnati and Baltimore. God, I am really bad at this. Somebody else needs to
fact-check
me when
I
do this.
Dakota should be put in
podcasting
timeout.
Podcasting timeout.
Do you want to do this? Go right ahead.
No, I'm good.
I think
I'm good. I'm all
right. Go right ahead. That's what I
maybe
thought.
He needs to take the
maybe you
to
guys should check things over before we start.
That's actually
I mean, we
not
kind
a,
of did.
That is a
we did. We just weren't prepared for hot takes.
No,
not
we're
lie.
Not prepared for hot takes. But as I was saying, so
is it my hot take to say that the Bengals beat the Ravens?
That would be kind of a hot take.
Okay.
I would say that's a hot
take. I'm taking Cincinnati.
The Ravens are kind of
okay.
Ravens
so,
are kind of moving right now.
So
a good season.
What was your hot take, Aaron? Has something to do with Zach Wilson?
Zach Wilson will throw for 250 plus and 3 touchdowns.
Whoa.
and beat the New England Patriots.
Fun.
Okay. And beat Granddaddy Belichick.
Mm.
Okay.
That's adorable.
I'll add on to mine. Joe Burrow throws for 300 and three touchdowns.
Oh, heck
yeah. No, let's go 304 because they're going to need four touchdowns to beat.
That's a very fair statement.
300, four touchdowns, two of those going to Ja'Marr Chase.
All right.
It's a very specific hot take, but.
I've got a hot take.
Oh, God.
Matt
Jones throws for 300 yards and three touchdowns.
Hey,
and the
this is golf.
Oh.
I'm picking the winner of the Zozo Championship. I think Xander Schauffele will win the Zozo Championship by three shots over Tommy Fleetwood.
By three?
And Colin Morikawa will come in third. Wow. Also in the
so hot takey. Taking the top two favorites to finish one and third.
Well, hey,
you're literally picking the favorite to win.
No, the reason why it's a hot take is that Xander Schauffele, ever since the Ryder Cup, he hasn't played very much.
He might still be drunk.
I know. The dude was absolutely hammered at the press conference.
Is there any way to play golf besides being drunk?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
Not very well.
Yeah, ask Riley.
Yeah, ask me last week. I mean, that was fantastic. I'm going to take Xander Schauffele. And I think this might be the start of a player of the year run for him, and he might win a major this year. And it's
I think that's a very good take. I think Xander will win a major this year.
Yeah. Go golf.
All right, host.
All right, Aaron.
And we okay.
Oh,
so
we're done.
No, we're not quite.
Oh, God, we're not done.
No, I'm sorry. We haven't talked about hockey, and I'd like to talk about
So Aaron's going to talk about hockey, and Riley and I are going
to look. We're going to look at each other.
Okay, I don't know why everyone thinks hockey is not a fun sport to watch.
I don't. It is a fun sport to watch. I just don't know enough to set. I didn't get enough time to prep and actually talk about it.
Hockey is glorious, a.k.a. watching the Blues just kind of decimate the Arizona Coyotes, considering I get yelled at for calling them Coyotes by Dakota.
No, because they're the Coyotes. They are Coyotes. I live in Kansas. They are Coyotes, not Coyotes.
But it was nice to see a good start to the season, a 5-3 win against the Colorado Avalanche, a very good Colorado Avalanche team, and following it up with a 7-4 win against the Arizona Coyotes, which is a team we kind of struggled with last year during a 7-game stretch in Arizona.
Riley Snapchatting while you're talking about this. This is great.
Yeah, it doesn't shock me. But I was just finishing up with, you know, the...
Who wins the Stanley Cup? There you go.
You know, that is a great question. And if anything follows, it would be... is following in line of what has happened in the past couple years, the Seattle Kraken will be in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Eh.
And why you laugh?
I'm not laughing. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibilities.
Vegas did the same thing.
Vegas did it, but guess what? Vegas is going back to the Cup this year.
Oh, I disagree. Depends on how long Mark Stone is out.
That's fair.
He is their. I personally think Mark Stone is their number one player, besides Marchessault. But he's their captain. He's their leader, and if they can get him back quickly, I think starting off the season will be easier. I mean, they're 1-1 right now, and they got absolutely shellacked by the Los Angeles Kings,
who might be one of the worst teams in the NHL.
Yeah, but I think the way they respond tonight, it's a 9 p.m. game here Central Time for the Golden Knights versus the Blues. So I think how they respond tonight could potentially dictate how the entire season is going to go for them.
Fair.
Well.
Go hockey.
Ah, that's
it's
our
okay.
Boy.
Everyone, I will make a vow to teach Dakota and Riley.
You don't need to teach me anything. I know enough.
About hockey. and actually understand the sport. So we'll definitely make that happen. But thank you, everyone, for watching. We will be
back. I believe the correct term is listening, since we aren't on video.
Oh, yeah, thank you for watching the listening portion.
thank you for watching. Thank you for
– I'm sorry. I'm so used to being on a broadcast where people are actually watching what we're talking about. But no, not this time. Thank you for listening.
There we go.
Thank you for
good
listening
job,
to the
Aaron.
Notorious RAD. I am once again your host, Aaron Lewis, joined him today, and I have to thank a big thank you to Dakota Smith and Riley Funk for coming out again today. We will be back next week. Hopefully same bat time, same bat channel. That might be copywritten, might not be. We'll see.
Okay. If his podcast doesn't show up, you know why.
Okay, we'll just take that back. You know, hopefully same time, same place. You know what to do. See you guys.